biblical, cultural, and leadership principles that produce a healthy, growing church. It was the beginning of a lifelong study. In 1979, while finishing my final year at Southwestern Baptist Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas, I decided to do an independent study of the 100 largest churches in the United States at that time. First, I had to identify these churches, which was no small task. I was working as a grader for Dr. Roy Fish, professor of evangelism at Southwestern Seminary. Roy, also my mentor and friend, helped me identify many of these churches. Others I found by searching through denominational annuals and Christian magazines. I then wrote to each of these churches and asked a series of questions I had prepared. Although I discovered that large growing churches differ widely in strategy, structure, and style, there were some common denominators. My study confirmed what I already knew from Criswell's ministry. Healthy large churches are led by pastors who have been there a long time. I found dozens of examples. A long pastorate does not guarantee a church will grow, but changing pastors every few years guarantees a church won't grow. Can you imagine what the kids would be like in a family where they got a new daddy every 2 or 3 years? They would be most likely to have serious emotional problems. In the same way, the longevity of the leadership is a critical factor for the health and growth of a church family. Long pastorates make deep, trusting, and caring relationships possible. Without these relationships, a pastor won't accomplish much of lasting value. Knowing the importance of longevity and growing a healthy church, I prayed, "Father, I'm willing to go anywhere in the world you want to send me, but I ask you for the privilege of investing my entire life in just one location. I don't care where you put me, but I'd like to stay wherever it is for the rest of my life." After that prayer, I tacked up a map of the world on our living room, at home, and began praying with my wife, Kay,